The words of God given to us today are from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 to 16. It is found in page 98 of the New Testament. The words of God given to us today are from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 to 16. Allow me to read the words. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Amen. The three most prestigious film awards in Korea are the Cheongnyong Cinema Award, Daejeong Award, and Baekseong Art Award. Cheongnyong Cinema Award and the Daejeong Award are given only for movies, while Baekseong Art Award also includes awards for television programs, although it is mostly for the movies. In Part 1 and Part 2 of 53rd Baekseong Art Award Ceremony 1917, there was a gala concert. 2017, apologies. There was a gala concert. Generally, the gala is celebrated by singers, but for that concert, 33 extras each came up to sing a song called Dreaming, which is one of the OST original soundtrack for the drama, Manager Kim. The first line of the lyric goes like this. Sometimes there are times when things don't go as planned. But when I look back on past times, I end up laughing. There are times when tears come after a frenzied day. But when I recall my memories, a smile comes to my lips. There may be hard days a while as I dream. But I dream of tomorrow, one step at a time. As the actors and actresses sing, the screen shows the name of the movie that they were featured, in which they were featured, in their roles and their names. Their roles were as follows. The customer number 3 and the psychiatry nurse number 2 in the movie Maiden. The pizza delivery man in the movie Oh, Hail Again. And TV high school grocer number 1 in the movie Lucky. And to the question, what does an actor mean to you, a very young actor answered, an actor is like a robot because an actor can be transformed. And others answered, it's a miracle. Actor is an artist who expresses life. It's a title that I most want to hear, and an actor is a dream for me. When I saw this program several years ago, and then again recently, I found that I had two common reactions. The first was that it was very moving because these people were actors and they're not singers. They don't sing as well as professional singers. But their singings were moving than the singing of any professional singer. The well-known actors and actresses, particularly those who spent a long time being unknown actors, as they watched and listened to the singing, they teared up at the song. Secondly, the commonality was that their names and faces are not known to anyone. It was so when I had seen the program before, and it was the same when I saw the program again this time. The camera showed famous actors and actresses who were sitting in the audience one by one, and I knew each one of their faces and names, But among the people who performed at the gala concert, the 33 persons, there was not a single person whom I knew. If they had not given up being actors and actresses 5 years after their concert, they would still work as extras while working at many side jobs. A movie cannot be made up only by the leading and supporting actors and actresses. It can only be made when there are numerous extras. In the past, the names of persons who contributed to the making of the movie were featured at the end of a film, and they were mostly the names of director and the leading and supporting actors and actresses. But these days, not only the names of leading and supporting actors and actresses are featured, but the name of each extra is also featured. And the names of the directing team, the camera team, the art team, and the sound recording teams are all featured. I've even seen a name of a road manager of an actor being featured. And of course, there's probably not many people who remain in their seats to watch the last of the caption names come up on the screen. Now, please see how many of these persons I will mention that you know. Phoebus, Epinetus, Andronicus, Eunia, Urbanus, Apelles, Tryphena, Tryphosa, Erastus, and Tertius. Among these 10, how many of them have you heard of? Probably you're hearing about them for the first time. These persons are named at the end of chapter 16 of Book of Romans. Apostle Paul, at the end of the letters that he sent to a church, tends to send greetings to the persons at the church, particularly for Romans, because it was a letter sent to a church that he had not planted, and he had not been to the church before. Many are included in his greetings. Phoebe was a woman elder of Gangria Church and was a worker of the church. Epinetus was the first believer in Asia. Andronicus and Eunia were Paul's relatives and who had been imprisoned along with Paul. Urbanus was Paul's co-worker. Apelles was a person who was recognized in Christ. Tryphena and Tryphosa were sisters who worked hard in the Lord. Erastus was a finance officer of Corinth. And Tertius was a person who wrote letters to Rome as Paul dictated to him. In other words, a person who wrote down the letter for Paul. In Romans chapter 16, altogether 35 names are mentioned, but the names we remember are probably only Timothy, Argula, and Priscilla. But rather they are known or not known, they were precious members of the Roman church, precious Christians, co-workers, and disciples of the Lord at the Church of Rome, and in church at Corinth. God does not use a person just because the person is well known. God uses some by making them become well known. But God uses others while hiding their names. Only the way in which God uses them are different. Jesus chose disciples who would be spreading the gospel of God's kingdom after his death of atonement, resurrection, and ascension. Among them, there were disciples who became his disciples by becoming well known, and there were disciples who were used as the Lord's hands and feet while having their names hidden. The Bible testifies as to who they were as follows. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles. Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of Luke is also called a Gospel of Prayer. It is because the Gospel records the moment of Jesus' prayers more often than in other Gospels, and because there are more of Jesus' teaching about prayers in this Gospel than in other Gospels. Jesus prayed when he was baptized at River Jordan, when he met Moses and Elijah to talk about his coming death at the Mount of Transfiguration, when he taught his disciples the Lord's Prayer and at Gethsemane before he took up on the cross. And before he chose the 12 disciples, he went to the mountain to pray all night. We Christians always pray to God. We pray early in the morning as we wind up the day before going to bed, or during our daily lives, short prayers to talk with God. Sometimes we attend prayer meetings or set a time aside for prayers for longer times. But if a person is praying all night, it probably means that the person is facing an extraordinary circumstance or really a serious situation. Or perhaps the person is facing a moment when he or she needs to make a really important decision in his or her life. For instance, maybe a family member is suffering from a serious illness, is facing a life or death situation. Or when a person, or he tries to find a way, he or she tries to find a way to be with another, when that other person, whom he or she loves very much, says she or he doesn't love or actually like him or her very much. In such a situation, when we pray a long and deep prayer throughout the night, or perhaps when one finishes school and must choose between a very good paying job or teaching at a good university, and the person would probably pray all night. Now, choosing 12 disciples was a really important decision for Jesus. These disciples were the ones who would be spreading the good news of God's kingdom, and persons who would change and renew the world's history. If Jesus and 12 disciples were actors in a movie or a drama, then, of course, Jesus would be the main star. If we were to exclude Jesus, then brothers Peter and Andrew and the brothers James and John, the four who belong to the first group, would be the leading actors. And among them, Peter would be the leading actor among them. After the movie scenario or the drama script is written, he would be the number one pick. As for Andrew, because the Gospel of John mentions him in, because only the Gospel of John mentions him in any detail, he would fall between a leading actor and a supporting actor. Now, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, and Thomas could be said to be supporting actors. As we have seen during the past few weeks, They are mentioned only a few times in the Bible, but their actions are clearly recorded. And the message given by their lives and work are equally clear. In a movie or a drama, a supporting actor who has outstanding acting skills sometimes receives more attention than the leading actors as a scene stealer. And so perhaps a second group of disciples can be thought of as a spiritual scene stealers. Among the three of the four that make up the third group of the 12 disciples, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, can be seen as minor actors. It appears to us that it really won't matter if their names are taken off of Jesus' list of 12 disciples, and we probably won't even know that their names have not been included. But the last person of the third group, Judas Iscariot, makes his appearance often. Now, in a literary work, like a novel, a person who plays the leading role of a good person is called protagonist, and the person who plays the opposite role of an evil person is known as an antagonist. In a movie or a drama which features Jesus and the 12 disciples, Jesus would be the protagonist, and we can say that Judas Iscariot could be considered the antagonist. So he makes a frequent appearance. Today, we will share about James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who is called the Zealot, among the four which make up the third group. In the New Testament, there are three persons who are related to Jesus and have the name James. The first is James, who is a disciple of Jesus and an older brother of John. He was prone to speak rashly and earned the name Son of Thunder, along with his brother John. He died as a martyr by the order of Herod Agrippa I. This is told in chapter 12 of the book of Acts. He became the first of the disciples to die as a martyr. The second is James, a brother of Jesus. He was not a disciple of Jesus before the Jesus' resurrection. Although he lived with Jesus for more than 30 years in the same house, he did not know who Jesus really was. But when he witnessed the resurrection of Jesus, he became a disciple of Jesus and became the leader of Jerusalem church, setting aside Apostle Peter for such a role. The third is James, the disciple of Jesus, who is always listed in the ninth in the list of disciples. The Bible does not tell us how the third group of persons became the disciples of Jesus. And as for Alphaeus and his son, the Bible only tells us of their names. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, there is a scene in which Matthew receives his calling. 2 weeks ago, as we talked about Matthew, we noted that his other name was Levi. But when we look at the passage of Mark in which Matthew, in other words, Levi, is being called by Jesus, we can make a guess. Is from Mark 2, verse 14. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him. It says that Matthew, in other words, Levi, is a son of Alphaeus. It is the same name as the father of James. So some scholars think that perhaps Matthew and James are brothers. If this is true, then among the 12 disciples of Jesus, There were three sets. In other words, six persons, Peter and Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, Matthew and James, the son of Alphaeus, would be brothers. But at the time, Alphaeus was one of very common names, and it is difficult to conclude that James and Matthew as brothers. If they really were brothers, then the Bible surely would have mentioned it, even in a line. But there is one thing that informs us about this James. The Bible testifies that when Jesus died on the cross, there was a number of women. This is from the book of Mark. Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there. The name of James is Maria, and before the name James, there is the adjective younger. The older James is certainly James, the son of Zebedee. The reason the Bible calls James the younger or the little James is probably because either he was younger in age than James, the son of Zebedee, or perhaps was shorter than him. And it could be that he was called so because his role in the early church was not as prominent. And it appears that James, the son of Alphaeus, among the 12 disciples, served without being seen, rather than being someone who tried to take credit for serving at the early church. Becoming well known does not mean that you're a great person, and not being well known also does not mean that you're not a great person. And it would not be the case that you will receive greater rewards for being well known, and you will receive a small reward because you're not well known. There are many people whose names are not known in the Bible. We do not know the names of the shepherds and the magi who came to worship Jesus as he lay in the manger. We do not know the name of the boy who gave his 5 pieces of bread and 2 fish to Jesus, which became the source of the miracle, in which Jesus fed 5,000 men in addition to women and children at Bethsaida. And we do not know the name of the person who provided a donkey for Jesus when he entered Jerusalem before taking on the cross. These are all persons who played really important roles in the Lord being Lord and the event of the cross. But they are nameless. No, really, in actuality, they had names, but we merely do not know them. And actually, the work of God is done more by people whose names we do not know than persons who have their names revealed to us. There is also nothing in the Bible recorded about Simon, except for his name. But the word zealot is appended to his name. This signifies that he was a member of the zealot party. Apostle Paul, when he had confessed about his past, said that he had persecuted the church with zealousness, and someone who was faultless when it came to keeping of the law. And so the word zealot signifies not the proactive status of one's attitude, but it is actually a theological word. In other words, it signifies that Paul also was a member of the Zealot Party. And as for the background and the origin of the Zealot Party, we will examine in more detail next week. The people who belonged to the party of the Zealots were far more extreme when it came to the law than Pharisees. They wanted to resist the governance of Palestine by the Roman Empire and wanted to get their country back so that they could reconstruct Israel as God's kingdom, as when David was the king of Israel. When we were to compare to the Japanese colonial era of our nation, they were similar to the Independence Army. They thought they were the most passionate of patriots and carried weapons in their bosom. When Jesus was dragged away by the Roman soldiers after praying at Gethsemane, there was an event where one of the Jesus' disciples cut off the ear of Margot, who was a servant of the chief priest. And this story is told in all of the four common Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Book of Luke, but none mention who actually performed this act. In the Matthew, it says it was one of those persons who was with Jesus. And in Book of Mark, it says it was one of the persons who was standing next to Jesus. In the Book of Luke, it says one person among them. But in the Book of John, it says that Simon Peter performed the act. Some scholars think that the person who cut off the ear of the servant of the chief priest is not Simon Peter, but a person named Simon, whose name is Zealot. It's because the possibility of a person among the 12 who carried weapon is highest when it came to Simon the Zealot. And when Jesus ascended to heaven after resurrection, the disciples asked, "Lord, when will you recover Israel?" The Bible does not tell us who raised this question. Some scholars think that the person who had asked this question is Simon the Zealot, because Simon was the most passionate when he came to wanting the independence of Israel among the disciples. Now, God does not only use leading actors like brothers Peter and Andrew and brothers James and John. And it is not the case that he does not only use persons like Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, or Thomas, who appear to be supporting actors. He also works through the persons who appear like extras, like James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot. There are more times, actually, when he works towards persons who are not known rather than through persons and who are like leading actors and who are very well known. What is important is that in the same way that Peter and Andrew and James and John and Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas were disciples who gave all to Jesus as disciples, James the Alphaeus and Simon Zealot were also disciples of the Lord who gave all of their lives to the Lord. What is important is that they were at the attic after Jesus ascended to heaven, and when they waited for the coming of the Holy Spirit. This signifies that all of them had abandoned their past lives. Simon the Zealot had given up his ambition of using weapons and powers to make Israel's independence come true, and he had resolved to himself that he would construct the God's kingdom by the way the Lord had planned. About the passage which tells us of the miracles of five breads and two fish, I've heard that among the people who are successful, there are those who take the portion of all 5,000, and there are those who provide food for the 5,000. Needless to say, the person who feeds the 5,000 is far greater than the person who takes the portion of all 5,000. But the passion and the desire to succeed are equal for these two types of persons. In other words, the person who tries to take the portion of all 5,000 and the person who tries to feed the 5,000. If you want to feed the 5,000 persons, you would have to be that much successful. And this person probably won't be satisfied with just taking one 5,000th of what he provides. He probably will take a portion for 100 persons, or at the least the portion for at least several tens of persons, even if he does not take the portion of thousands of persons. The sign of five breads and two fish could not have happened without Jesus, but the works and devotions of other persons were also involved. First, there was a boy who gave the bread and fish to Jesus. There are persons who carry the bread and fish until they tired out after Jesus gave blessings towards heaven over them. And there were disciples who collected leftovers. Now, Jesus had people sit in a group of 50 at the field. To sit means to recline, and it is a customary position that Jewish people took when they're at a banquet or a party. If you were to make a circle with 50 people reclining, taking into account the overlapping space, say about 1 meter per person, you would have a diameter of about 16 meters. The area of such a circle would be about 200 square meters or 60 pyeong. Now, at the field, there were 5,000 adult men. Then there would have been 100 circles made up of men. And if we were to assume that there were equal number of women and children, and they had similarly sat in a circle in a reclining position, they too would have made up about 100 circles that were about 16 meters in diameter. So there would have been at least 200 circles. And if there are 200 circles of 16 meters in diameter, the total area of the circles would be about 12,000 pyeong. And if we were to think of such area in terms of soccer fields, it would mean that people would have sat reclining in an area large enough to hold 6 soccer fields. 200 circles, each with a diameter of 16 meters, would not have just spontaneously happened. Somebody must have stood up to serve to make them. We do not know who they are. But the circles were made because of their serving. Now, all this came together to make the sign of the five bread and two fish happen. And it was so unforgettable that it is recorded in detail in the 4 Synoptic Gospels. If Jesus were to ask what role I want to play in the miracle of the five bread and two fish, I would say I want to play the role of the person who gave the five bread and two fish to Jesus. But what does it matter? If the role given to me is to give out pieces of bread and fish, or to make people form a circle, or to receive to eat 1 out of 5,000 portion of the bread and fish, or 1/10,000 of the bread and fish that were given out. No matter what role is given to us, each of us is the leading actor and actress in our own lives. In the Bible, there are altogether 645 hymns. Among them, there are 68 hymns composed by unknown persons. Black spirituals and folk songs from different countries are included among them. Now, 10% and higher of all the hymns have no known lyricist. No matter what hymn it is, probably each is written based on a person's life experience or faith experience. So a hymn with a known person as a lyricist is great, but the hymns of unknown lyricists are even more moving. In the hymns of unknown lyricists, we can feel the desire and the efforts of the lyricist to live rightly in the Lord, with the Lord, and towards the Lord. These efforts have left us with these beautiful and moving hymns. If these lyricists were famous persons known in their society, or a writer, or a famous writer, musician, scholar, or pastor, their names would have been passed down to us along with the hymns. But because we do not know the names of the lyricists of these hymns, they are even more moving. Although we do not know their names, the Lord surely knows them. They were persons who always lived as disciples of the Lord. Although we may not look like we amount to much in the world, God loves us so much that in response to each hurting sound we make. And although what we do may seem insignificant and small, when God is with us, that work may become the pathway through which God's work is done. As long as we look up at God, and as life purpose and walk purpose is God, and we walk the way of discipleship faithfully. God is someone who performed the work of Exodus through the ordinary stick with which Moses herded the sheep while he worked for his wife's family in Midian for 40 years. Let us pray. Father God, there are not too few times that we're busy trying to live as a leading actor and actresses in the world. But help us to remember each moment that each of us are the leading actor and actresses in our lives, and your camera is aiming at us. After the Lord has come to this earth, there are quite a few persons of faith whose names have become known during the 2,000 years since you came to this earth. But there were incomparably more who walked the ways of faith faithfully, without having their knowns name. They struggled with all their might to live faithfully before you. None among us know their name, but you know them, and they would be in glory in your kingdom now. Father God, 100, 200 years later, we too will become a Christian without a name. But the reason we struggle to live more faithfully is because there is no one before God who is unknown. Let us live as true Christians because you regard us as the leading actor and actresses in our lives and remember us. And help us to lift up our eyes to live as disciples whose life purpose is the Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.